Welcome to the Fast Foodies, your home for all things fast food. I'm Isaac.
And I'm Sam. If you eat food, then this is the podcast for you, because that's all we talk about.
Get ready for spicy takes and fresh food. Now let's get into it.
All right. Welcome to the episode about fries. Man, French fries, just an amazing food item in general. I love fries. They are probably the best side I've ever had in my life. They're just so tantalizing, you know?
And such a versatile food. You can put French fries with anything. Hamburgers. Yeah, lots of things.
Ice cream.
And sauces. We'll get to sauces another week, but they complement French fries so well, in my opinion.
You see, in my opinion, the sauce dilutes the taste of the fry and therefore makes it worse.
But we'll save that for later. Before we get into the French fry ranking, if you want to rank with us, we have a page on Tier Maker, a website online that has all the restaurants we'll be using throughout this podcast. You can find that link down in the description below.
Order up, chow down, and let's rank some fries.
All right. The main event of last week, Chick-fil-A, will be starting us off. Waffle fries. What do you think about them?
Man, waffle fries. What a bold statement. So I think they were invented like in the early 2000s by some dude named Mark Simmons. Definitely did not look that up at all. But it's just fries come in so many different shapes and sizes. And then someone comes along and he's like, waffle fries. Let's just poke a bunch of holes in them, make them look like a little waffle. Make them look like, you know, the pattern that your grandma puts up on like her fence or her wall or something. The little lattice work.
What's crazy about waffle fries, it's like, think about it. It's the perfect fry, because what you like the most about fries, the crispy edges. And this is like a whole piece of potato, but everything is crispy because you don't have that potatoey middle, except on the butt fries. But we'll talk about that. You don't have that thick potatoey middle. Everything's crispy because everything's an edge.
Honestly, I really like waffle fries, especially the ones at Chick-fil-A. But honestly, the butt fries just don't do it for me. And so I feel like they're good fries, but I honestly would prefer a regular fry over a waffle fry.
See, I used to not like the butt fries, but with sauce, it's just so delicious. I think I prefer the crispy non-butt fries. But a couple butt fries in your container, it just makes me happy.
All right, so for Chick-fil-A's waffle fries / butt fries, I'm going to be putting them in delicious.
Delicious, okay. That is, I honestly thought you were going to put it in lower from your comments, but I think I'm happy with that.
Well, see, I'm a very big fan of fries, and so I think I'll have a lot in like the higher rankings.
Yep, that's fair.
I mean, I prefer regular fries, but I can't argue that the taste of the waffle fries is just immaculate.
That's fair.
Immaculate.
Okay. And I would agree with you. I think they're very unique. They're in their own realm, I would say, rather than some of these other fries that are pretty similar. So I'm also going to put Chick-fil-A waffle fries in delicious, and we'll see how everything else stacks up. All right, what restaurant would you like to rank next?
Let's go with McDonald's. McDonald's fries are like really hit or miss. So like sometimes they have those really, really sharp, crispy fries that are like, you could poke your eye out with those. And sometimes they have a really, really soggy fry that's like, looks like a depressed grandma at a traffic stop. I mean,
how many grandmas are you seeing at traffic stops who are really depressed?
Too many, and they all look like French fries.
Do we need to get them off the road?
I mean, they shouldn't even be on the road to begin with, let's be honest.
That's crazy.
And then sometimes they're just right, like just in the middle where they're not too crunch, 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 and they're not too soft and soggy. And I think that you just have that big mix of McDonald's fries.
Not consistent enough.
It's not consistent enough. They're all good. It's like I'm eating trail mix fries edition.
That is a wild comparison, but where are you going to put it?
Honestly, I mean, they're good fries. But on the scale of all the fries, I kind of be hated on McDonald's, but I'm going to put them in edible.
Wow, you are going to have some absolute haters coming into the comments, because I know a lot of people who say McDonald's fries are untouchable, unmatched, like the top.
Yeah, okay,
of the
well,
line.
Which one? Which version of McDonald's fries? Because there's
true.
Like three types.
Yeah.
You got the freaking Justice League of fries over here, all
right.
In one bag.
All right,
Avengers assemble the fries, and it's like, you got Thor, you know, you got...
Man's yapping.
Okay, you can't take that joke from me, man.
I just took it. I myself am going to put McDonald's fries in yummy. I agree. They're not always the most consistent. I'm a big crispy fry fan. And when McDonald's delivers soft and wilted fries, it's a disappointment. So I just have to give them yummy. And next, we will be ranking Wendy's fries.
Wendy's. All right, honestly, Wendy's fries are kind of like nobody talks about the fries, so we're not going to go too long on these.
Definition of mid.
Mid? So you're going to put them in yummy?
No, not even yummy. I know that's technically mid.
That's
edible.
Literally definition of mid.
No,
edible?
We're positive people here, so everything on the top, it just keeps getting higher. Mid is like you're closer to the bottom. If I say your food's mid, that's not a compliment. Wendy's goes in edible.
Honestly, I'm looking at these fries right now from Wendy's. It says hot and crispy and guaranteed. And that's true. They're very consistent. So I think I have to put them in edible, but above McDonald's just because they're more consistent than McDonald's is.
Fair.
All right, next up, In-N-Out fries. Oh, yeah.
A lot of people have some very hot takes about In-N-Out fries. Some people love them. A lot of people hate them. And In-N-Out gets a lot of negativity about their fries. And I understand. They're not my favorite. But I'm actually one of the pro In-N-Out fries guys. One thing about In-N-Out, they don't have many sauces. Like, there's no ranch. You probably can ask for it, but I just never think about it. I only dip it in ketchup. And I'm an okay ketchup fan. Nothing special about ketchup. So if they gave me ranch, I'd probably love their fries even more. But since I don't get that, I'm just going to go ahead and put In-N-Out in yummy. Tied with McDonald's. I'm going to put In-N-Out same level as McDonald's.
Honestly, this is going to be really controversial. I'm putting the In-N-Out fries in disgusting.
Wow. I'm offended for them.
Every time I've gotten fries from In-N-Out, they always have like half of them overcooked and the other half might be undercooked. And then I bite into them and it's like, it feels like I'm biting into coconut oil. Like it's like solidified coconut oil that's like soft, but it's too hard. It's just slightly too hard and it tastes gross. I don't like it.
I mean, I don't agree, but you're entitled to your wrong opinion.
Well, I mean, I think I'm right, so.
All right, what's next? How about we rank Burger King?
Burger King.
Burger King, another one of those restaurants. They just got mid fries. They produce potatoes that are cut up in oil. And that's all you can ask for. They're not great. They're not bad. They're British Burger King fries.
I think Burger King fries are very similar to McDonald's fries in the sense that they're not consistent enough. You'll have some that are really soggy, some that are really, really, really hard, and some that are just right. And it's like 33% of each category. I get tired of it. I get tired of playing the guessing game when I reach my hand to the freaking fry container and I'm like, which fry am I going to get this time? Is it behind door number one? Oh, the crunchy fry. And I'm just like, come on, man.
You know, Burger King seems like the place where you'd be enjoying your fries and then all of a sudden there's just like a random onion ring from like 3 days ago at the bottom of your container.
That's so true because I've had stuff like that happen, like not that exactly, but that's definitely what would happen at Burger King.
And that's partly to blame for the employees and probably the bad cleanliness, but Burger King, you just gotta hire better people, man.
Yeah, speaking of cleanliness, I remember back in like 2020 or maybe 2019 when COVID was first being like a very big thing, I guess it would be 2020, Burger King sent an email out informing customers that staff will now be required to wash their hands, and everyone's like, now? They weren't before.
That's crazy. Yeah, when I was a Chick-fil-A employee, I had to wash my hands all the time. Technically, every time I touched my face, any skin, any piece of clothing, I was supposed to wash my hands with soap. And I mean, I would say I did a pretty good job of it. Keeping the food clean, very important.
All right, so I'm going to be ranking very unclean Burger King fries in edible, but behind McDonald's. I think that they are worse than McDonald's. Giving McDonald's some credit here. They're not the worst fries out there. They're good, and there are worse fries, and this is one of them.
Alrighty, interesting take. I myself also gonna put Burger King in edible on the same level as Wendy's. I think they're both pretty equivalent. Don't love them, don't hate them. They're just french fries. Next up, we are going to be ranking Arby's.
We have the meats.
Except we're talking about fries.
We have the fries.
And not just any fries, but curly fries.
Yeah, curly fries.
You know, I would say curly fries are the only reason anybody would go to Arby's.
You know, I would agree with you, and I don't even like curly fries.
Would you go to Arby's for the curly fries?
The only reason I would ever go to Arby's is so I can walk in the door and like say their catchphrase in front of everybody because it's so fun to say.
Just walk in and they're like, hi, how can I help you? And I'd be like, can we have the meats?
That's right, man. I should do that like today. Honestly, curly fries are just not my forte. Like they're too curly. I feel like I'm eating strands of hair, but they're like thickened.
That's disgusting. I hate that you even put that thought in my head.
That's how I feel. That discusses how I feel about curly fries, okay? Who had this idea? Why are they so bent and curly? Why are they, like, so brown? They look like onion rings that have been, like, tortured and left to rot.
Brother, it's part of the experience. And the reason they're colored like that, seasoning. They are seasoned to perfection. They're so much more seasoned than the rest of these fries on the list. And they're the only fry on this list that I would be totally okay eating alone with no sauce. And that is where I stand.
I think you like sauce too much.
Probably, because I put it on everything.
You put it on everything?
Everything.
So you just like go to like Taco Bell or something, get like a Baja Blast. Yeah, can I have some ketchup, please?
No, but you should see me at Taco Bell with my burritos. I will put fire sauces on my burrito.
No.
Like I walk in there, I grab a handful the size of my head, throw it in my bag, and I know I'll have enough. So where are you going to rank these curly fries that you like to think of as hair?
Honestly, I'm going to put them in disgusting, but above In-N-Out. I think In-N-Out has really bad fries and Arby's is better, but they're still disgusting fries.
I'm actually offended for Arby's.
You know what's crazy is I said that I was going to be putting a lot of fries in the higher tier list, and all I have up there right now is Chick-fil-A.
This is literally the lowest we've ever ranked things. The average is not looking good for French fries.
Guys, I swear I love fries. I'm just very like, I'm a fry connoisseur. They have to be perfect or they're just not good.
Yeah, we have high standards. What can we say? With that being said, I'm going to put Arby's in delicious, tied. I can't tie everything. I'm going to put it in front of Chick-fil-A. If you give me Arby's curly fries, I've only had them a couple times. But I would take Arby's curly fries over waffle fries.
Interesting, interesting. Next up, we're going to be ranking a local Texas favorite, Brahms.
Brahms, known for their ice cream.
And their hamburgers.
But hey, they got some pretty good fries. But we'll see how we rank them.
You see, now we're getting into some really good fries, okay? I will admit, crinkle cut fries are my favorite type of fries.
Really? So are you not a big crispy fry guy? Because I feel like crinkle cut don't get as crispy as regular fries, and Brahms fries seem to always be soft.
I have a limit, okay? So like I was talking about McDonald's, if they're too soft, that's bad. If they're too crispy like a rock, I don't like it either. I think Brahms, they tend to lean on the more soft side, but they land in the zone where it's like, this is perfect for me.
And consistent.
They're really good. I think that they really go well with their hamburgers and their ice cream. And so I'm going to be putting Brahms all the way up there in scrumptious, baby.
Wow. Brahms, that's a hot take. I do like Brahms fries, but I think my opinion on them is carried by their sauce, which for those who haven't had it, is very similar to Cane's sauce, a little bit spicier. And I absolutely love their sauce. But the fries themselves, wouldn't really eat them alone. I would say they're going in yummy, but probably ahead of McDonald's and In-N-Out, but not quite to delicious. Next up, let's go ahead and rank Whataburger.
Whataburger, more like what a fry.
Good one.
All right, okay.
Whataburger fries, they're thin, they're crispy. I would say not very consistent. Now, I know we've said that about a lot of things, but when you go to Whataburger, I always see them throw the fries into the fryer, and I think they forget about them. When they come back...
a lost child.
They forget about their fries, and then the beeping starts going off, and then they got to run with their headset because it's always the same employee taking your order at the register as the one taking the order on the menu outside. How do they do all these jobs?
They're always understaffed. Wait, hold on 1 second. I have to do 5 other things before I can take your order.
For real. So the employee who takes your order will be taking an order from someone outside at the same time, making a shake, putting fries in the fryer, and sweeping. Like, how many hands does this person have?
They're another breed, that's for sure. Whataburger, I mean, I kind of feel bad for those workers.
And me too. You could not pay me enough to work there.
I think I have to agree with you on their fries. I think that they may be a little bit more consistent than some of the other restaurants on here. And I think that when they are done well, they're really good. I think they should be your average fry experience. Like, that taste is just, it's not amazing. It's not terrible. I'm going to put them in yummy. Literally the middle of the road, aka they're mid, okay? Mid means average, not bad, Isaac.
Oh, okay. Well, we have different definitions for mid. For Whataburger, similar to Brahms, I think they're carried by the spicy ketchup. And if you haven't had spicy ketchup, you need to go to Whataburger right now and try it because it is so good. But the fries, sometimes, like I think the last time I had them, they were all wilted and soft. And other times they're crispy and it's like, that's great. But they're not consistent enough for me. So they're going at the back of Yummy behind McDonald's, In-N-Out, and Brahms.
All right, next up we have Cane's. Now Cane's fries, they're like Brahms fries, but even more perfect. Okay, I don't know how to explain it, but
you're revealing your true nature of being a crinkle cut man.
I know I am. Crinkle cut fries are just the best kind of fries. That's all there is to it.
Where are you gonna rank them?
The texture, the salt, the taste, the deliciosity. That's not a word, but you know what I'm trying to say. And I think that they are the superior fry. I think revealing that Cane's really is my favorite restaurant of all time. I'm going to be putting Cane's fries at the very, very tippity-toppity and scrumptious above Brahms.
Very interesting. And, you know, I think fries are just bringing this out of me, but they need sauce. Cane's fries are nothing without their sauce.
No, they don't.
When I run out of that little cup of sauce because I use too much of it immaturely for my chicken, the fries just aren't enjoyable. So I'm putting Cane's inedible in front of Wendy's and Burger King, but still inedible. And I'm sure that'll make you angry, but it's the truth. And you can't handle the truth.
That's blasphemy. Literally, you are like a heretic to me right now, okay?
That's how I felt when you put Arby's in disgusting. So we're even.
Crinkle cut is on top. The texture is just supreme. All right, our final restaurant is not actually a restaurant per se, but it is our college campus's food provider. Provider. That's the name. It's Provider.
Makes no sense to me. Could they not come up with a more original name?
It's like naming your restaurant, restaurant.
Naming your dog, dog. Naming your child, child. So the actual location is the Den, where we go to eat. And Sam, funny enough, eats every single meal of his entire life at college at the Den. And when at the Den, he orders chicken and fries. And they know him. They know who he is. They have his name and order memorized. And the moment they see his face come bobbing up through the line, they say, chicken and fries? And he says, yes, please.
This is so true. I mean, sometimes I walk in and they won't even ask me if I want chicken and fries. They'll just assume because I've gotten it so much. And they'll just like, all right, chicken and fries for you. And I'm like, I didn't order yet. They're like, we know what you want.
He's like, I just wanted grilled cheese today.
So I feel like I can't get anything else. I can't eat healthier at the Den because they'll just be like, no, you're not allowed.
No salad for you, Sam.
That being said, their fries are actually very similar to the fries from like Sonic or even Whataburger, I think. So they're about on that same level.
See, I think, I don't know if it's the oil or what, but whatever they cook with, it just gives them a little bit of a off taste that I don't like. But I understand they do taste decent. And for being a school lunch, they are pretty good. But I'm going to put them in edible behind Wendy's. But in front, no, I'm going to put them behind Burger King. They're going in last place. But in edible, I'll eat them.
Now, honestly, when their fries at the Den are at their best, they are almost comparable to Whataburger fries or maybe even Sonic fries. But when they're not at their best, the range of their taste is just so vast. They could be like the worst fries I've ever had in my entire life, or they could be like Sonic fries on their best day. I guess it depends on the cook and how busy they are and how long they leave them in the fryer for. I don't know.
Sometimes they taste like they've been drowned in oil and they were like screaming for help, but the cook had his headphones blasting Toby Mac and so he couldn't hear them. But other days, it's like he was treating them like his own child. And that inconsistency, it just leads me to put them in last place.
Yeah, I'm going to be putting the Den, also known as Provider, the fries in edible behind everything else in that category. So behind Wendy's, behind McDonald's, behind Burger King, boom, the Provider.
They're just not up to fast food standards. What can we say?
Yeah, but I mean, for a school food provider, they're not bad. They're just not, they don't have the funding of like, say, McDonald's or Chick-fil-A. But, you know, I'll take them. I'll take them.
All right, we finished ranking. Now let's do a quick review.
All right, starting with the absolute best of the best fries. In scrumptious, we have Cane's, followed by Brahms. Then delicious, we have Chick-fil-A. Edible, we have Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, and then Provider. And finally, in disgusting, I have Arby's and In-N-Out after that.
Well, I don't have any in scrumptious. I guess I'm just not the biggest fry guy. So none in scrumptious. In delicious, I have Arby's coming in first place and Chick-fil-A following behind in a close second. In yummy, I have Brahms, In-N-Out, McDonald's, and Whataburger. In edible, Cane's, Wendy's, Burger King, and in last place, provider.
We both have very differing opinions on this, huh?
It's about time we had some disagreements.
I mean, I just can't believe how you can have such a wrong opinion about fries.
I don't know. But after all, this is the podcast where taste meets debate.
Wow. We didn't even plan for that to happen. That's crazy.
Yep. It's just that eye contact. So that wraps up French fries. But next week, we will be ranking milkshakes.
Yummy, yummy. Yeah, we're going to have a special guest here, an employee from Sonic, and he's going to be here to rank the milkshakes with us.
Yep, and he's going to have some great stories, I'm sure, and we're looking forward to interviewing him.
All right, thanks for tuning in. We can't wait for you to join us next week when we talk about milkshakes, shaking it up with some milk. Am I right, Isaac?
That's so bad, I can't even respond. Thank you so much for listening.
Make sure to tune in next week for more fast food fun.
This has been the Fast Foodies Podcast,
where taste meets debate.